It's the Aristocrats with Derek.
Billy, I can see your balls. Can you put some fucking pants on before you talk to me?
Matt. Oh, shit. I can't believe how bad this guy is at wrestling.
Steve.
I've gotten into fights with my wife. She'd be like, are you serious right now? And I'd just be like...
And Kevin.
911, what's your emergency?
Yeah, there's a brown kid with a fucking pressure cooker, and I fear for my legs.
That had so much character.
I like these calm little moments before the storm. Before the storm. It reminds me of Beethoven. Reminds me of Beethoven. It reminds me of Beethoven. It reminds me of Beethoven.
All right, let's shoot this fucker.
All systems go!
Goodbye.
All right, it's the Aristocrats.
Is it?
It's the Out of Focus Crats.
Yeah, I'm going to try to fix this while we're going.
Yeah. Looks like a webcam from 1996.
Well, maybe 98.
Yeah. Oh, it was a little better. AristocratsRadio.com is the website. Derek with me as always is Matthew. Oh,
fuck technology.
Yeah, seriously. And we have Kevin.
Hi.
And that's it. No and Steve today.
Yeah, tragic.
Steve, wow. Well, you talked to Steve. What happened to Steve? What's going
well,
on?
I mean, you could say I talked to Steve, but it was more like talking at Steve because he is in a comatose state.
Oh.
After he tried. He was in the shower.
Okay.
As I understand it. And he attempted to insert a Vidal Sassoon bottle into his rectum and slipped.
Yikes.
And he hit his head. And
I always knew he was a classy guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Vidal.
Yeah.
So, okay.
I mean, yeah, you're right. I talked, at him.
Yeah.
Cause
is he in the hospital? Or is he...
Well, no, he's still in the tub.
Oh.
Okay. Thank God you didn't help him out.
That's where you left him?
Yes, Matthew. Okay.
See, we're a Pantene Pro-V family here.
Mm-hmm.
And those bottles are wide.
Oh, yes. Yes, they are. Yes. Very wide.
Very wide. When was the last time we did a show?
It's been a couple weeks.
Man.
Really? Mm-hmm. Feels like just yesterday.
Yeah, it does. Mm-hmm. I think we were supposed to do one yesterday, but... there were some prior engagements that prevented us from doing so.
Yeah, you know, holidays and stuff.
Drink a beer.
What?
Drink a beer.
What?
I said.
I stopped by a very interesting party yesterday.
You did?
Yeah.
Did it start with a J?
Yeah.
Tell me all about it.
Well, I mean, I missed a good portion of it. Particularly the dunk tank and slip and slide. But what I did get to witness was there was one partygoer who, might have overdid it,
okay.
Might have overindulged, and was being dragged out when I got there by the guy who was supposed to drive him home.
Oh.
So we all just assumed that this kid had left.
Mm-hmm.
Somewhere, 1 o'clock in the morning, a few people wanted to make a McDonald's run, and me being sober enough, I took them. We come back and there's a cop car parked out in front of the house that we were at.
Whoops.
Well, yeah. That's one way to make the McDonald's run.
Mm.
Down your leg.
Oh, good one. So I made the assumption that they were just there, because of the noise.
Yeah.
Noise. Until I saw the cop go back to the car and take the kid out of the back seat who had left, we thought left,
mm-hmm.
And he's completely shirtless, just getting out with his hands up and walking really slowly back to the house while the cop escorts him.
Wow.
So he didn't leave. He was just thrown in the back of a car.
Well, the kid who was going to drive him home got him to the car, and the other kid just took off and just ran away.
Awesome.
So his ride left without him.
Nice.
And he was eventually picked up by cops sitting outside of a bar around the corner.
Wow. Well, they smell the booze. Follow your nose.
Yeah.
Okay. Excellent.
Well, it did say in the party description that there would be cameos by police.
Yes.
So he was not lying.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, good party? Did you stick around or did you just go
home? Yeah, I was there till like 4 in the morning.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I hadn't had a night like that in a while.
No?
Yeah.
I can't remember the last time I saw 4 in the morning.
Nah. See it every day.
Yeah, I know. What time do you go to bed? Now you're like going to bed at like 7.
No. Sometimes I just wake up and piss.
And go on Facebook?
Yeah, on my phone.
All right.
I guess I've been going to bed like 4:30-ish.
Yeah.
Yeah. Trying to work my way back into the reality.
But, yeah. All right. Yeah, whatever floats your boat.
Very interesting story from a former aristocrat, Eric.
This better be interesting.
Yeah. Okay. So, he the other day was the 4-year anniversary for his father's passing. He and his family go to the poorhouse every year in honor of his father.
Well, we don't need to talk about their financial situation, Matthew.
That's it. That's just sad.
The poorhouse is actually a bar in local reference. Was it Eatontown or Shrewsbury?
Shrewsbury, I believe.
My mother used to go there after work
or,
you know, at night and stuff, and she kind of hung out there years ago. And I thought it was literally a poorhouse when I was a kid. She was like, I'm going to the poorhouse. I'm like, you finally have to go there? You always told me I was going to bring you there.
So, he's at the poorhouse, and as they're leaving, it's him and his whole family, brothers,
P-O-U-R,
sister.
For those.
P-O-U-R, pours, like are. Pouring a beer.
Yes.
Well, there was an old man in his 60s in the parking lot vandalizing someone's car.
Oh.
Broad daylight. He bent the windshield wipers and the antenna. Bent it, like right in half. And they saw him and yelled, hey, what the hell are you doing? And they chased the guy across 4 parking lots.
Wow.
Okay? They finally caught up with him and cornered him, his whole family.
And now, this is a busy road.
Yeah.
This is a 4-lane highway that this is on. It's like a... Yeah, there's a lot of traffic. It's not
it's
like in the middle of nowhere.
At all times. There's always cars on the road,
and
no matter
just,
what.
It's spewed with car dealerships
yeah,
and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, there's just all kinds of stuff going
so
on.
So this isn't the kind of place you really want to do something illegal.
Yeah. So they corner him. And he starts
corner
like,
him.
They start telling. He starts telling him his story. He says that first
it was a night like tonight.
First, he tries to buy him off. He pulls $250 out of his wallet.
Whoa, I would have been gone.
I know you would have.
I see nothing.
So he tries to pay them off so that he can get away with it. Okay, apparently he tracked down some guy who came into his business and wound up literally pissing in one of his flower pots.
Oh.
Like he was, I don't know, the guy was drunk or something like that. And he literally urinated in a flower pot in his business. That's approximately, it could be like something similar to that.
Yeah.
Whatever it was, he pissed in his business. So he tracked this guy down, and he finally got him at the poorhouse, and he decided that's how he was going to get him back. So they were like, well, we took your picture, so you either go and settle up with this guy, or we're just going to show him your picture, and he's going to find you. So the guy, he told him like a couple other like just random ass things that were just too much information. And so he winds up going in there and he offers the guy the $250. And the guy's just like, wow. He's like, it's probably not going to cost that much to fix it. But that was pretty dumb. So then they see him outside again and he's trying to straighten the guy's Only Eric.
I was just about to say only Eric and his family would this happen to.
Well, we said that they would have been the family to see that guy in the wheelchair who was on the front of the Mack truck.
Oh my God!
With the what was that? The what do we call that skit?
Or
that,
Southbound that, paraplegic.
Southbound paraplegic. Yeah.
There was a guy in a wheelchair. His wheelchair got. I guess
he was crossing the road,
and there was like a Mack truck.
Didn't see him.
And it just started pulling away, and the wheelchair got caught on the guy's grill. Mm-hmm. And so this truck is driving, 2 miles, I think.
It was at least a mile.
Yeah,
the wheels were, like, burning off.
Yeah, with the guy in the wheelchair, like, against it.
Like,
he didn't, as far as I know, he didn't get hurt or anything.
No.
But he was just, you know,
the phone calls.
Yeah,
there was the one that sounded just like your mother, and then there was the one girl who just wouldn't stop crying.
Yeah, there's this guy, and he's on a truck, and they just keep driving. I think finally he stopped at a red light, and everyone came up, and we're just like, yo.
Ride of his life.
Oh, boy.
See, at what point do you, like, stop being scared and just go with it?
Yeah.
Just arms up like you're on a roller coaster.
Yeah, like, yeah, because, well, I mean, I guess... How long do you think that was? How long does it take? I mean, it must have been five, 10 minutes, right?
A mile? Anywhere from two. It depends on how fast they were going, but probably at least 2 minutes.
Yeah. All right, 2 minutes.
30 miles an hour.
So, I mean, he must have, like, maybe dreamt something up, like a scheme to get out of it. Like, he probably has a lot of upper body strength.
How am I
going
to get out of this?
He's like, start climbing up. Maybe if I get on the hood ornament, I can lift myself up or...
How many
wave at the thing I drive.
How many times do you think he looked down at the dangling burdens beneath his waist and just wished he could do something
burdens.
More?
Oh, I felt like a jump. I know, I'll jump off. Fuck.
Maybe I'll climb up the
So yeah, that happened many years ago.
He's just like knocking on the thing. Excuse me.
He's trying to make shadow puppets with his hands to explain what's going on.
Just signing to people as they help. Okay.
There's got to be pictures of that somewhere. To be a picture. At least.
There's probably like a traffic cam.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. They weren't really popular yet, but
that's true. That was a while ago.
So anyway, yeah. That was Christ. That was my story from the week.
Nice.
Relayed there.
I went on vacation.
Staycation?
Oh, no. We went away. Right. Yeah. To the Amish country.
Ooh, my mother calls it Amish.
Mm.
And I hate her for that.
Yeah, that's very dumb.
Yeah.
I kind of want to hit her.
And I call it Lancaster, because that's what they call it.
Yeah, well, they call it that at the brewery.
Yeah.
Where I spent a whole day.
Good boy. So how are the Amish? Still no electricity?
Well, yeah. I didn't see a lot of actual Amish. What I did see is, what do they call those? The Miller Lights, those guys?
Right?
Oh, the Mennonites.
Oh, yeah, those two.
Miller Lights.
We found this bar by the bed and breakfast we were staying in.
Oh, yeah.
A little shithole. I called it the Amish Ted's Tavern. But, you know, that's the kind of place
you
I'm into.
The Amish Strikers?
No.
Oh.
It'll always be.
Strikers is terrible. But, which, by the way, they took the word grill off the Strikers Bar and Grill sign.
Oh, man. So it's a Strikers bar and?
Well, yeah, actually.
Bar and more bar.
Bar and deep fryer, which is what they have.
Yeah.
Pressure cooker or whatever.
Dope.
Oh.
Hope they registered it.
Yeah, so we're in this bar, and then you're still allowed to smoke inside in there, which was the only downside. But I'm just looking across the bar at guys dressed like Amish, but they had Nike sneakers on, and they're smoking cigarettes and drinking beers and playing pool. And I look at my girlfriend and I go, I really don't think, like, those look like guys you don't fuck with.
We're not in Lancaster anymore.
But the strangest thing about the bar was the big sign out front that said no colors. And I'm not exactly sure what the origin of that is. Maybe it's something that I don't know.
There wasn't an ED in there anywhere, yeah. Right?
No, it just said colors.
Oh, okay.
So you have to wear all black?
Well, no. One of the mandolins was wearing purple.
One of the mandolins?
Yeah, what are they called again?
The Mennonites?
Oh, yeah, that too.
Mandolins.
Yeah. Oh.
You need to be playing Amish Paradise.
Wait, so color? What? I know. I'm really bad at that.
I just thought of it.
Oh, so. We'll wait while you pull it up.
Yeah.
So wait, what are there, like, gangs? What do you mean by colors?
I don't know.
By the way, one of the best videos. I'm gonna say ever.
It's fantastic.
Yeah, and all of music, not just parody music.
Best song ever.
Yeah.
I love the part where he's walking backwards.
Yeah. Anyway. So you didn't inquire?
Nope.
Just?
Nope. If you saw the people that were in there, you wouldn't have asked questions either.
Really?
Yeah.
Tough looking, huh?
It was just you sit, you order your beer, and you know, you eat one of those bags of chips hanging off the wall.
Pork rinds.
Yeah.
Now, there's a lot of they have the thing where I'm like watching the video. Yeah. Like, can't turn away.
Let's bring it up.
fuck it. Sorry, Al. There's a thing where they go out when they turn a certain age.
Rumspringer.
Yes, Rumspringer. Yeah.
Rumspringer.
So could it have been something like that? Or were these just like, you know...
No, because we
just
saw...
Just renegade Amish?
No, I'm pretty sure they were the Mennonites. They like have some of the Amish customs, but without sticking to the real strict bullshit. And we saw a lot of them while we were out there. They pretty much were like... Like the Mexicans of that area, where we would see like big groups of like construction work and stuff like that going on, and landscaping and all that. But rather than, you know, illegals being hired, it was these Amish looking guys with very nice sneakers.
Yes.
Yeah.
By the way, Weird Al is like literally wearing an Undertaker hat in this. It's not even like an Amish hat. It's like straight up like he got it like a replica Undertaker hat. Some of the other guys are wearing like the hats they wear.
You think he grew that beard out?
I doubt it.
He didn't seem like the kind of guy that could grow a beard.
No. Mm. Do you have a goatee?
Lancaster. No. I've never seen him with any.
No
facial
hair.
Aside from the mustache, obviously.
Yeah.
Back in the day. In fact, this is the first time I saw him without a mustache. Because this was before he went clean shaven.
Yeah.
So I thought it was very strange to see him without the mustache.
Mm-hmm. It's fucking hot. Chick's showing the leg. There you go.
Aha. there's a lot of Amish TV shows going around, Breaking Amish, which apparently is fake.
Is it?
I don't know about the Breaking Amish is fake. I heard the Amish Mafia one
that
is
that has to be fake. I have not watched it, but from what I understand, it's ridiculously...
Well, the tourist literature that they give out while you're in Amish country has a few references to it where it's...
Really?
It's, you know, it one of them just said in big letters and in quotes, unreal... Amish Mafia.
Are you laughing at the video or him?
I'm laughing at the video.
No, okay. Yeah, we gotta take this.
The fat, sweaty black guy in the video, and he's just pouring sweat.
I was actually thinking of that the other day when our dear friend Steve, who's lying in a tub somewhere, talking about how he was ordering a cheeseburger.
Yeah.
I know, he was just ordering a cheeseburger.
I'm sorry.
All right, let's get this off here.
Continue, Kevin.
I could do a whole show where we just watch Weird Al.
Absolutely. Give me all about the Pentiums.
Yeah, anyway. Oh, man. And then I had it on here, and then I'm watching the stream.
Yeah.
From this. anyway.
Got to visit the National Christmas Center.
National Christmas
National
Center.
National Christmas Center.
Who knew that was in Lancaster?
Oh.
Or in the Lancaster area.
It's in the it's within the
you
county.
Mean Lancaster?
Did you get some shoofly pie?
Yes, I did.
Shoofly shoe.
Shoofly don't pie.
If you wanted some, you should let me know. I would have brought you a pie.
Actually, I don't really like it.
Oh,
I loved it. And to my knowledge, it was my first time having it. And I had it a lot. Too much.
Yeah.
I actually brought one home just for myself.
Treat yourself. Yeah. Treat yourself.
But went to the National Christmas Center. Which is like a museum of just Christmas stuff.
Oh.
Yeah.
You know what should be in that museum, speaking again of Steve, is his black Santa Claus. Oh.
Well.
Oh!
Funny you should mention
there's a hallway you go down with all different statues of different Santa Clauses.
Yes.
And I took a picture of it. I'll have to show it to you guys at some point.
Mm-hmm.
It was a big glass black Santa.
Nice.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Santa.
Steve's dad got one of the light-up Santa, the big plastic, you know, not very detailed, just chunk of plastic molded mm-hmm. Santa. And when they put it out and plugged it in, he was black. But I guess you couldn't tell from the unlit Santa, so they had this black Santa Claus on their lawn. Oh, God, poor Steve.
Another highlight of the Santa hallway was the Japanese Santas.
Ooh.
Which one
Santa
was,
Claus.
There was a skinny anime looking Santa with the big like anime eyes.
Oh my God.
But all the rest of them just look like a monk version of Santa.
Did he have like an asterisk on his inside of his head? Anime?
No, it didn't.
So,
they look like monks. Where instead of a Santa hat, it was a hood with a little ball on it, and their hands were tucked in the sleeves in the front.
That's kind
of
cool.
Yeah, and then
I want that Santa.
Yeah, and then another notable part was the nativity scenes from around the world, specifically the one from Kenya, where everyone was black, but they all looked like they were molded out of a duty.
So that's all they had. That's it.
And the Mexican nativity was funny. The one specifically where they're all wearing sombreros, which I don't think is how it went down, but that's how they represent it. So
sure
I will believe it.
Are you sure they didn't get that from south of the border?
It was
that
in the
seems like
case.
Something that
it seemed authentic.
All right, Pedro.
Yeah.
You ever go south of the border?
Never. I did go to Cracker Barrel for the first time.
Cracker Barrels are pretty awesome.
No, it sucked.
No, they're pretty cool.
No, I hated it.
No, I like them.
Yeah, I'm going to go in the middle. It was all right.
Well, when I was a kid, they were cool. I mean, I haven't been to one in I don't know how long.
I went to one the beginning of the year.
Where else can you get breakfast and a stuffed animal
in
the same place?
Friendlies.
Or a puppet.
The restroom was so filthy that I couldn't shit.
How filthy was it?
It was so filthy, Matt couldn't shit.
Couldn't do it.
The toilet was so dirty that you couldn't disgrace it.
It was just that nasty.
Yeah.
Yeah. We had to stop at a Sheraton afterwards. I blew that bathroom up for 35 minutes.
Nice. I always look for hotels. If I'm going somewhere, if I'm on like a parkway or something, or not the parkway because there's nothing on the parkway, but if I'm on like a main highway and I got a shit, I always look for hotels. They always have that lobby bathroom. It's usually nice.
Yeah, it depends, but yeah.
I just hold it.
I don't have that luxury.
Yeah, I'm going on like 6 weeks. I haven't shed at all.
Really?
Wow.
Might want to get that checked out.
No, I'm lying. I just sent you a picture of my duty before.
I know.
Yeah. That was fresh squeezed this morning.
And if it was 6 weeks, you'd be dead. That was my second inkling.
I mean, unless you consume just enough that your body, you know, uses everything. Right? Is that possible?
No, it's not.
No,
there's always
they do use it, and then you go into toxic shock
because
it starts absorbing in your system.
Toxic shock.
Mm-hmm. I'd like to point out that Clutch has a show on CWE right now, and he is instead in the Ustream chat chatting with us.
That's him?
Hi, Clutch.
That's him.
Oh, hi. Hi, Clutch.
You know who else has a show? Coming up, and that's RTF Wrestling.
RTF!
Yeah, RTF Wrestling 2, Son of RTF, which is on Saturday.
Are you going to keep going with the movie titles?
No, that's
RTF 3, RTFer.
That's up to the guys who are actually creative.
Of course, RTF stands for Rich Text Format, right?
No. It's actually Renegade Turtle Fighters.
Oh.
Yeah, it was a short-lived knockoff of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles that didn't really pan out, but they took the name and made it the record label. So,
well, they're making a movie based on the Renegade Turtle Fighters, right?
That'd be good. It might as well.
Michael Bay is making that.
Yeah, Michael Gay.
Yeah,
that was a cheap shot. I'm sorry, Michael. He listens.
Friend of the show.
Well, we've talked about his goddamn movie so much. I'm sure he got wind of it by now.
Yeah.
So RTF, yes, the son of RTF.
Yes, yes.
Yes, Kevin, who are you fighting?
Well, presently, it's myself and if he awakes from the coma,
okay.
Rampage Rogers. As well as Danny DeMonto.
I didn't realize that was the same Rogers.
Yeah, a lot of people get fooled because when he wrestles, he wears
Now wait a minute.
A women's bathing suit.
Okay, Rampage Rogers, but then shit. Now, what about your tag team partner, Two Rude Rogers?
Never heard of him.
Okay. And how about Genocide with a Y and probably a K or something?
No, but I do know a girl named Jennyside.
Jennyside, yeah. That's clever. I like that.
Yeah, but it's that us against...
Like a, that sounds like a roller derby name.
Yeah.
My favorite, by the way, my favorite roller derby name for a girl that I ever saw was Jack and Choke.
That's a good one.
Jack and Choke.
Yeah.
I've come up with some good ones, but continue.
It's us three. The Rude Dudes and Danny DeMonto against Cannonball, Chris Powers, and Justin Blackwell in a Fans Bring the Weapons match.
Nice.
Justin Blackwell, wasn't he the Kung Fu guy from WWF?
No. Steve Blackman.
Steve Blackman.
Okay, never mind.
That was Lightning Foot Jerry Flynn.
Okay.
I believe Justin Blackwell's based on Crusher Blackwell, right?
Yeah, it's a, you know, it's a gimmick that was passed down to him, the Blackwell name. It's,
now, wasn't that the kid in Star Trek?
That was Wesley Crusher.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All
right. Will Wheaton.
Will Wheaton?
Say Will. Will. Yes.
Anyway.
Yeah. And then, you know, there'll be some bands playing and whatever. But, you know, most important is I'll be there.
I'll be doing music.
Oh, you're scratching?
Come say hi to Matt while he spins the hits.
I'll be doing Nasty Boys with a zipper.
Just constantly. I'll make a loop of it.
Yeah.
I got the tape over there. I'll make the loop and just play that for everybody.
I'd rather you play the WCW one.
What was that?
It was the exact same thing with like extra guitar and them singing. It's a Jimmy Hart masterpiece. You got to play it. Now you got to play it.
Is that the
Where the Boys? Where the Boys?
By the way,
we're
looking
the Nasty Boys.
I actually remember that now that you're singing it.
I think that Jimmy Hart made their music in WWF, so he must have taken the rights to the music and he just embellished on it. It's the exact same thing.
I was looking for a picture of Hulk Hogan's mustache for the last show we did.
What?
And I literally Googled Hulk Hogan mustache. And there was a picture of Hogan, and he was all bloodied up, and Brian Knobbs was, like, there, like, holding him like this.
Uncle Brian, yes. That's from only a few years ago.
Yeah, and it says, it had a headline, it says, Fat Man Mistakens Hulk Hogan for a Hot Dog with Ketchup. let me get the... Nasty Boys theme song.
Yeah.
I'm gonna look for that picture.
So I hear there's oh boy.
Wow.
Oh, Pity City. Yeah, Steve and I both took Pity City. True story.
Yeah.
What about an erection?
Yeah. Better charge your erection.
This is bad.
You can hear the old Nasty Boy theme with a little better instrumentation, maybe. Maybe not.
Pretty much in the background.
It's the same thing. It's more of a record scratch sound than like a... It always sounded to me like they were taking a pick and rubbing it up and down the strings.
Probably.
But like this sounds more like a record scratch. And the drum beat is like one beat different. It's like do 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 instead of do 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 do.
And then what I was wondering is who are the boys? Oh, they're the boys.
They're the Nasty Boys.
Oh, because that was always something that had plagued me. A question that I always wondered about.
Well, now let's listen to the WWF.
Yeah. It gets really like. Complicated
lazy.
At one point. No, you know, you're like, they're like really trying to get something out of it.
Yeah.
Listen. The next one, I think.
Yeah, those are definitely pick scrapes.
You think that's just pick scrapes? And this sounds like record scratches. There's more synth in there.
That might be the exact same thing.
No, it's definitely different.
Well, the pick scraping.
Yeah.
Is
the original, you think?
It sounds like it.
I think it sounds more like record scratches. Wait until they go into the...
I can't fat
believe
mouths.
I know. And they are fat mouths. What was the Dapper quote about Knobs?
Oh, God, I don't know.
Yeah, and there's just a couple extra little...
When he was watching the match or something, he said something like, I should have known when I was paying for when Knobs couldn't get his fat ass off the mat. That's what he said.
Anybody see the picture of Brian Knobs holding his asshole open and he's just got a gigantic gaping asshole?
Stop!
No, missed that one.
You're going to see it, so get ready. It's coming. It's not good. It's not good at all.
I don't presently have it if somebody wants to.
Oh, man.
Ustreamer 912876 says, or Clutch, this will be another Vanilla Ice Skate. Yeah.
Yikes.
Jimmy Harvey goes, no, because that one was da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, and this is da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
It's pretty much what it is.
Baby.
The one has a pick slide, and this one has a scratching record.
Baby.
So at RTF, are you guys going to be graced by that wrestler who's apparently got a lot of experience in the business, doesn't have to put up rings?
I'm sorry, how much experience would you say he has?
I've heard he has 5 years experience.
No, I'm going to say at least a half a decade.
Half a decade?
The half a decade vet.
Yeah.
Half a decade vet.
Half a decade.
Yeah.
Well, we do have an update.
Ooh.
On the 5 year vet.
Oh, FYV as I call him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, last we had heard, he had quit wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, one of our wrestlers had inquired as to if that was true, and he said no, that he will be back, and that it's not fair for other wrestlers to try to take away the dream of a kid, to which one of the wrestlers has now been nicknamed the Dream Catcher.
Yes.
Ooh,
well,
which is a pretty bad.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Well, what happens if the one kid with a dream is ruining the dreams of everybody else?
Oh.
Because that to me is like a civil rights violation.
Oh, yeah. And not just of the other wrestlers, but of the fans as well.
That's what I mean.
So should I play this?
Well.
Oh, my goodness. I have yet to see this.
He has made a challenge to the wrestler who
he
refers
to. Wait, is that
Zack
Ryder?
I just want to point out, he wrote bad boy on his glasses.
He did. He did do that.
Okay.
Look at the tits.
Well, he's got a bra on, right?
He's got some wicked tats. I want to point that out.
Just to clarify,
yeah.
This is the 5 year vet, okay. Also known as Titty Scent.
Titty Scent.
Also known as Hulk Hoagie.
What is his. What is his.
Also
real
known as Girthquake.
Name?
Also known as Blackjack Mulligatawny.
What is his real wrestling name? That's still I don't know.
Grabs.
Yeah, I know that the nickname Bad Boy has been worked in there somewhere.
I'm going to FYV. I think that's a perfect name.
I hope he gets HIV.
Wow, FYV. Can you hear people chant that? FYV, FYV, FYV. Yeah.
I want to point out before we play this a couple other of names.
Okay. Oh.
That people might know him by.
Okay.
Cold Stone Cream Austin.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yoko Tuna.
Mm-hmm.
Marty Spaghetti.
Yoko Tuna, by the way, Survivor Series 1993, a fan had a sign that said Yoko Tuna.
Okay. Dude Love Handle. Hamkind.
Yeah.
Belly Gun. Bam Bam Barbecue. Iron Sheet Cake. Shoefly Jimmy Snuka, Jake the Cake Roberts, Bad News Brownie, Junk Food Dog, Big Fat Ernie Ladd, Brutus the Baker Cheesecake.
Uh-huh.
Now we're getting into the Matt ones.
Oh boy.
Big John Stud Muffin, Rowdy Roddy Peppers, Southern Fry Jimmy Snuka. Howard.
Okay. All right.
That one would kill you.
That one.
Howard Sprinkles.
Howard Sprinkles. Mean Gene Okerlund.
Okra.
The kid's never seen an okra in his
okra.
Life.
Okerlund.
Rocky Road Warriors.
What about Entree the Giant?
I was leading up to that one. And Entree the Giant, which I lost it on. Oh.
There's a couple other ones in there. When I realized, I forgot that we were making fun of him. I was just throwing out
wrestlers. Yeah,
I was just throwing out wrestlers with food in their names.
The Duke the Munster Drosse. Yeah.
Oh, there was
Captain Boobs Albino.
I think there was one more.
The Hooters, man. Dean Malenko. The Doctor of Spirit. The Doctor of his spare time. I can't even say it. Spare tire. I'm crying.
It took me like 2 minutes just to type it.
Oh. And Brett Titman Hart. There's a couple other ones though. Oh my god. I was at work and Entree the Giant just got me. All right.
That was a Steve number one, by the way, from back in the day.
Yeah. Oh man.
Oh, I put Pierogi Saturn.
Yes.
That was cute. Oh, my God.
Oh, man. The doctor of spare tire.
Yes. Oh. Anyway, so he made this video, basically, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Now, I'm confused because I watched a couple seconds of this before I shut it off and went, no.
Yeah.
So he's calling out
the Dreamcatcher.
The Dreamcatcher, who is
Joey Janela.
Joey Janela, who has been on the show.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm just making sure we can use everybody's name.
Yes.
I know it's...
Well, Joey Janela is also his wrestling name, so...
Okay, he's calling out Joey Janela, but he calls him the Dreamcatcher.
Mm-hmm.
Now, is he...
Is he retarded? Yes.
Yeah. Is he doing this to, like, really call out him, like, personally?
He is...
Is he mixing up... Fact and fiction? Fantasy and reality?
Yeah, there's...
Well, the problem is there's more reality here than he thinks.
Yeah, there's this weird place where he... It's almost like... And I can respect it in a way where he's accepting what everyone is doing. But at the same time, I don't think he's anywhere close to realizing just how big of a joke he is.
Because all of the joking about him was done basically on the sidelines. It wasn't done within the realm of... No, kayfabe, whatever you want to say, right? Like, you know, they weren't calling him out during a wrestling match.
No.
Whatever. This is all done on the sidelines. This is all done either backstage or before a show.
Yes.
So, like, the fans and the people who watch wrestling have no idea about this.
No.
This is like an inside joke. So now he is taking his sad excuse of a gimmick and calling out Joey Janela and basically making a gimmick for Joey Janela.
Yes. Yes.
It's uncomfortable.
Well, I think it's great. I think it's...
What is he expecting to happen?
What is he expecting? I don't know. Maybe somewhere in his head he believes that this video will build enough hype that promoters will just be throwing cash at this match trying to get the Dreamcatcher versus Titty Scent off the ground. And maybe he's right because there is quite a buzz behind this.
All right. Well, let's play it. That's enough talking.
Well, just for people who aren't watching this.
Yeah. Well, let's explain what he looks like, basically. He looks like somebody, like...
Rosie O'Donnell.
Okay.
Well, you know what? I was kind of worried when I first saw a picture of him. I thought he was my cousin William.
All right, so picture Matt's cousin William.
I was like, I'm like, no, that's not Billy. I'm like, because he looks just like this guy. He's built like him.
I mean, he just looks like a chubby kid. He's got a round face, baby face. Industry term, actually.
Really
baby face.
He's just the real... He looks like a big Cabbage Patch Kid.
He looks like
he couldn't grow a beard if he tried.
No way, not happening.
To me, he looks like a fucking straight-up dyke who is like a motocross rider. That's the way he's dressed.
You know what? He actually does... He does look like a fat woman.
He does. He's wearing a black...
Girdle.
Well, yeah. I was thinking that bandana. He has something wrapped around his head. He's got like a... He's trying to do a blowout.
Yeah. What? How old is he?
19.
12?
19? He's a 5-year vet? Wow. He got in early.
Okay, I'm going to ask you.
Well, he's also a second-generation superstar, dad broke him in early.
Second-gen. Who's his dad?
And his dad is... Nobody has any idea, right?
Moondog the Mongoose Jones.
Okay.
I have no idea.
Exactly. Serious question. Is there something... wrong with this kid mentally?
Other than being from Delaware, no.
So he's just a typical Delaware kid?
He's fully with it, just completely delusional.
He's from unaware.
Okay. right.
I haven't seen
this. I mean, aside from delusions of grandeur and stuff like that, he's just...
So it's
like,
a
he's
one
not,
minute
he's not an arc kid.
No, he's not.
Or anything like that.
No, we don't bring those to the wrestling. I mean...
Yeah, they do. Oh. That's the problem. That's why I had to ask.
Oh.
Because apparently somebody mistook me for... Or somebody for... Yeah, anyway.
Well, you did look similar. You have the
same
legs.
Let's just get balls deep in this.
Get us HD, Derek. Why is this, like, such a weird... It looks like they're...
So what's the setup here? He's basically walking down a sidewalk, yeah, and somebody, mystery cameraman, catches up with him.
Right,
what's
here
up with
this,
the resolution?
This oil-stained driveway.
Yes, it is a pretty shitty...
It's a 4-3 box, but it's vertical, so it's like slightly taller than it is wide. So that means that they're holding whatever they're recording with up and down, and they shouldn't be.
Yes, yeah, vertical video, please. We did that last week.
Well... I can honestly believe that this may be the video from a flip phone from like 2004.
It looks like it.
Wow.
Yeah.
And sounds like it.
Mm-hmm. It is. There's some wind. It's about 15 frames a second.
Andrew.
What is he doing? Where is he walking to a show?
I'm wondering, did you hear what the Dreamcatcher said? To you? Do you have a response?
The Dreamcatcher.
They can't even keep him in frame.
The dream catcher.
Who's he, the Miz?
Isn't that the thing you hang above your bed at night when people are afraid to have nightmares? Because guess what? I'm a nightmare for you, dream catcher. You're challenging me at Funkamania?
Huh?
I'll
Funkamania.
Be there. Not only will I be there, I'll be better than I ever was.
Why would
your
you
little
wear
friends that,
that
are
if
all
you,
tied
if
up
you're,
together?
Like, this is what you look
to
like.
Hang over a bed. I'm gonna rip it apart.
Uh-huh.
And when I'm done with you, there ain't gonna be nothing left but a bunch of threads on the ground saying, why?
Why?
It'd be so funny if, like, the neighbor came out just now.
He's just walking down his sidewalk.
Andrew, what are you doing?
That's, and by the way, that's his wrestling gear.
Who are you yelling at?
Yeah, that's his wrestling gear.
It's better than
his wrestling gear.
Yeah.
Nope.
He says nope. He says nope.
So
I mean, if he had a Pantera shirt, I would swear that was you with a haircut.
Could be.
What I will point out, though, is he conveyed a lot of emotion, and I really felt for those threads on the ground that were just saying, why? Why?
Yeah, I didn't get that part.
Why?
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 Why were the threads saying why?
Because that's what threads usually do. I don't know if you're familiar.
Who recorded it? Was that like his little brother? Like, yeah. It was his dad.
Well, funny thing is...
John, we got to cut a promo.
The longer people have been putting boots to him, his dad has now surfaced on Facebook to come to his aid.
What, so people could rip him apart, too? Is he going to come out of retirement and have like a Dusty Rhodes fucking mixed tag match?
Oh, man. Mixed tag match.
Well, it would be him and his retarded son.
Wow. Maybe it was his mom was a wrestler.
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah, that's baffling. Yeah. I mean, he's got a lot of guts, or maybe he's got more guts than brains.
Oh, he's got a lot of gut.
Oh,
yes.
Well, he is the doctor of spare tire.
And basically, all the comments on this were just like, "Who the fuck is the Dreamcatcher?" I can't stop laughing. That's why they have neighborhood watch person because of people like you. No. People were calling
call
for a lumberjack match.
Call Zimmerman.
Yeah, shoot him. He's got Skittles.
Dude, you know that the fucking Zimmerman has got to be a character now in some, like, Middle Eastern country.
The Zimmerman. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
Yeah, so I guess at Funkamania, the Dreamcatcher versus Andrew.
Who?
Well, that's what the person called him in the video. Andrew.
No.
Yeah,
his name is FYV.
Well... If he's smart, it will be.
FYV. FYV.
See, and that's perfect. One thing. If you know that, like, everyone's ragging on your name and certainly not referring to you by the wrestling name you want, is it the best idea to put your promo video out where somebody's just calling you Andrew?
Mm-hmm.
Must be a tough hood to have to walk around in kick pads.
You never know when shit's going to go down.
I know. And then basically towards the end, it was like, all right, let's leave him alone.
Wait, who said that?
Anti-bullying.
Jeff. Oh, well, speaking of, some people are getting mad at WWE. Apparently they have an anti-bullying campaign.
Oh, right, yeah.
called
Be a Star.
Yeah, Show Tolerance and Respect. That's T-A-R. Mm-hmm. Well, now some people are coming out and saying that they have this campaign, and yet they promote bullying in their show. Specifically, Ryback,
yes,
who has been going backstage and picking on, you know, stagehands.
I think he took a shit in somebody's bag or something.
Did he?
I don't remember. Wow. I don't really watch, but this is what I read on the internet.
Shitbag.
Yeah. Yeah. So people are basically coming and saying, what the hell?
Yes. Now,
Stephanie McMahon has actually come out and said,
okay, I want to hear what she says.
She's so brave.
Well, let's see here. I think there is a quote here somewhere. The bullying that occurs on WWE programming should be viewed strictly as entertainment. It's no different than bullying in a movie. WWE is entertainment. Be a Star is real.
See, this is what the problem is with wrestling today. Is what she should have done is said, there's no way we can stop him. This is not part of the show.
Wow.
This guy is just a monster, and there's nothing we can do.
Yes. Yes.
Hopefully somebody will come out.
we do not support
in time for SummerSlam to stop him.
We do not support or endorse his actions, but there's nothing we can do to stop him.
Yeah, I thought it was interesting when they first started the program. I want to say that one of the featured superstars were the Bella Twins at the time, and all they were doing was bullying the other girls. And I thought that was very strange how they're like the one. I mean, they're always like the ones they have come out with, like celebrities and shit,
because
like, why have one girl when you have two that look exactly alike? But they were doing the whole promotion with Sheamus, I want to say, and like one other person, and I was like really surprised by that they would put the Bella Twins as these anti-bullying, you know, Be a Star people.
Yeah, I don't know, that whole Be a Star thing, and then TNA had their own version of it. It all just seems
Don't be a star.
Be on national television and have nobody know who you are.
Yeah.
I don't know. Tying in anti-bullying with wrestling, I get where it works in a PR stance, but it doesn't make sense.
Yeah. I mean, unless they tied it in with the show, you know.
Which they are.
Okay.
I still stick by my my stance that Stephanie McMahon should have just declared that Ryback is some crazy animal.
Some feral beast.
They just can't stop him.
He's really a nice guy. He's really nice. He's friendly.
Hey, whatever peels your orange.
He just eats a lot of meat.
See, that sounded interesting, but I think you just read that off a bottle cap.
Sure.
Yep.
Well, a night with Tom Petty makes me sweaty.
Oh.
Yeah, again, I think you're just getting these off bottle caps.
What kind of bottle cap would say that?
I don't know. One with a lot of room, I guess.
Yeah.
It's kind of wordy. Yeah.
Anyway. WWE.
Never heard of it.
And you never will.
Oh, my God.
FYV! FYV! FYV!
Somebody's got to pull this kid aside and just say, listen.
Just kill him. Slit his throat.
Or that.
If you're going to come to these shows, this is what you are. You're FYV.
It actually almost seems like he is kind of embracing it.
He is, but on a very shallow level.
In the wrong way, yeah.
Yeah.
Well.
Is it insulin that you shoot somebody up with and they have a heart attack?
No.
Adrenaline?
Mm. No. It's
air.
Air.
What the hell? God. Steve number one would know. Because he does that stuff.
Oh.
The Iceman killed somebody with it once.
You mean Iceman King Parsons?
Yes, as a matter of fact, yeah. He killed him with a cheeseburger.
Oh, loaded it up.
Yeah, he put a cheeseburger in a syringe and he just injected it in him.
The ice cream man? Oh, we're not doing that anymore.
The Iceman, the guy who worked for like the mob and shit.
Yeah.
Kuklinski.
Whipperwell.
That's where Steve Austin got his name.
Yes. He did that that heart attack deal. Because they said, what was in that syringe? And he's like, for him, a heart attack.
And then the crowd went wild.
That's
kind of douchey.
Anyway, moving on. KFC in Japan.
KFC! KFC!
In Japan.
Japan.
Is now serving... Let's do a little guess. There's only two of you here, but
ready?
They're deep frying something.
Sushi.
You're gonna say sushi?
I'm going sushi.
Kev, what do you think?
Right there.
KFC.
You have deep fried sushi. It's delicious.
They actually, yeah. I like deep fried sushi.
All right, so then I'm wrong. Let's go back to me. Squid.
Squid. Okay.
I think there already is fried squid.
Oh, all right.
It's delicious.
Calamari.
Post-op transsexual penises. All right, that's
good.
What I'm going with.
I'm sure there's plenty of them laying around Japan. But they're just appetizers.
Well, I mean,
we have surplus post-op penis.
We have a lot of them, but they're very small.
We sell them like popcorn chicken.
I thought that was a can of corn. No, his penis.
What the fuck? That's like Russian.
His penis. Kev, guess? Deep fried.
Accents. Deep fried.
Feces.
Fuck, I don't know enough about...
I'll just say something funny and we'll move on.
Well, let me think. Soiled panties.
From the vending machines.
Yeah.
From the vendo machines.
In what seems like an apparent one-upmanship against American county fairs, the folks at KFC Japan have recently announced they will be offering a deep-fried soup.
Deep-fried soup?
Soup.
How do you do that?
I don't know.
Huh?
They bred a corn potage, P-O-T-A-G-E. Is it potage or pottage? I
don't porridge. Know.
And cook it to a crisp. It's basically corn soup.
Okay.
Huh?
And this is what it looks like.
Hello.
So it's like a...
Is that just a corn nugget?
I've seen them before.
Yeah, and there's little pieces of corn in there.
Yeah, it looks like a corn nugget.
Okay. Yeah, it does look like a corn nugget.
I mean, I would maybe like prefer that in like chicken noodle or something.
Deep fried.
Yeah, can they make
the wateriest thing?
Can they make that in a minestrone?
I know Derek can make some minestrone.
I like some New England clam chowder.
Chowder.
I had a great story the other day, but we didn't do a show. It was
Then you should have recorded it yourself.
I might have.
Or you should have called the line, left it as a voicemail, and we could have played it.
Which, nobody left us a voicemail, by the way, recently. So please call us. Numbers on the screen. Yeah, it was a list of all the different culinary delicacies at county fairs.
Culinary.
And some of them were just atrocious. Yeah. It was just fried everything.
Fried butter.
Yeah.
By the stick.
Yep. But now they're putting stuff in the butter.
Oh.
Yeah, like different like candy and stuff. It's like butter and
Fruity
candy.
Pebbles? That'd be delicious.
That would be. Oh, my God. You know what's good? Do you ever have those breakfast bars?
Yeah.
It's like a Rice Krispie treat, but they use other cereals.
Yes.
The Lucky Charms one is...
Really?
Very delicious.
You know what? I was just having a conversation with someone the other day about how awful Lucky Charms are.
I just like the marshmallows.
Yeah, I know.
See, even the marshmallows, I think, are fucking just bullshit.
They got to be dry, and I can only eat maybe like a few handfuls.
Yeah.
Before I start getting sick.
It's just like really sweet styrofoam, and then it's like they go out of their way to make the actual cereal have no flavor.
Oh, yeah.
Sweet styrofoam.
The Lucky Charms cereal bars are very good.
Yeah.
And they have that like weird yogurt milk thing on the
yogurt.
Bottom. And yeah, they're good.
Yeah.
So I would recommend them to anybody. But for some reason, I don't know why, the ones you get at like 7-Eleven, they're bigger.
Yeah.
And they're
sweeter. We don't need that racist talk.
They're like this big.
They're the Magnum bars.
If you get like the box of them at like a grocery store, they're smaller and they don't taste as good.
Oh.
Mm.
Bigger is better.
7-Eleven's got the line on the big ones.
7-Eleven, baby.
Back to soup for a second.
Okay.
I had a revelation while at Panera Bread.
Ooh.
That's probably not the right word for it, but I realized that a soup served in a bread bowl is ultimately just a soup sandwich.
Yep. Sure.
And it's delicious.
Yeah.
God, I could go for a bread bowl if I didn't have so much pizza.
Wow.
No, I could still go for it.
Yeah, I'm hungry. You got any bread bowls around here?
I wish. I fucking wish. Wow. Ugh, it's a sourdough bread bowl. Oh. So good.
There's going to be some bread in your bowl in a few minutes.
Yes, there is. Some stinky bread.
All right.
Yes, on Fridays they have New England clam chowder in the bread bowl. And I get that from time to time. And you can get with it a side of bread.
Oh, yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah.
It's great. Like, what do you want on the side? Apple, chips, or bread?
You know, because what I really like more to bread. Do is dip my bread in my bread.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Anything that's slightly, yeah, bread.
No. I wouldn't say hour two.
You know what's exciting? Bread.
I love bread.
You
bread's
know,
good.
If you get a sandwich from the right place and the bread is fresh, there's really nothing better than that.
No, no, no.
Mm. No.
Nothing worse than day-old bread.
Tell me about it.
Or roll when it just gets, it does get hard. It just gets like styrofoam.
Rubbery.
Yeah, rubbery. You bite into it, you're just like, ugh.
Just like my mother used to make it.
Yeah, gross. Anyway. All right, I guess we could take a break.
Yeah.
Yeah,
why not? We get back, we got some bad tattoos.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Deep like fried tranny dicks.
I love it. So if you're listening live,
go fuck yourself. That's how I endear the listeners.
Okay.
Yeah.
There's a lot of stuff going on in the chat room that we missed.
Oh.
Yeah.
We should get an intern and just have them monitor the chat.
Chex mix tag match?
Yes.
Okay, so aristocratsradio.com. Of course, we stream live when we're here on Sundays.
When we are alive.
CWERadio.com. A little shout out for them. And if you're downloading the show, check back on Thursday for the next show. If you're listening live, stay tuned.
Tom Zank.
Ah.
Sick boy.